on a Greyhound bus. All I'm traveling this morning, I'm going to Shreveport, down New Orleans. I've been traveling these highways, been doing things by me. It's been making me lonesome, on me. Our hair was jet black. She was the cream of the Mason Street Queen. She got tired of snoring my dream. Began to feel lonesome on me.
Welcome back, Dierks Bentley. Well, the only way to follow the Tribe of McCurry's is to bring out as many special guests as you possibly can, so that's what I'm going to do. We're going to gun to the gunfight. Tim O'Brien, you come out here and help me look good for all these hardcore bluegrass fans. Maybe he left me. He's probably back to when I was.
I saw him scurry. I saw him scurry across there.
Oh, all right, that's fine. I just got stood up by Tim O'Brien.
He's coming.
How many people can sit? Hey. Well, I was all excited. A tarp stood up. My brother Bart and Beverly, my in-laws are down here. My kids are all down here. I was all excited to watch Tim O'Brien play, and I had my tarp set up out there, and we were doing a little warm-up. I was all excited, and I was literally hanging out and over to a little hotel room with all these guys, and I was like, this is the best day of my life. I'm having the best day of my life right now. We heard some songs, and I'm getting ready to watch Tim O'Brien. This is going to be, I'm going to be hanging out, just, you know, it's so fun. My phone rings, it's my wife, and I'm like, oh, so what's going on there? And she's like, yeah, I think Knox just broke his arm. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll meet you in the ER. And it's double fracture. The hand was here and the arm was down here. One of those things. Pretty obvious when I saw it that we had a slight problem. So I spent most of Tim's set over in the ER. But I want to thank Dr. Alexander Gross and the entire staff over there. Apparently they get a lot of broken wrists here. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with that big mountain behind us. But they know how to fix wrists pretty well. And you see a three-year-old running around with a big arm cast on. That's him. But I did hear some of your set from the ER. It sounded pretty good. I'd love to hear you play in person. It would be amazing. Tell you what, we got one guitar on stage. You got enough? All right. As long as they can hear it. They're not playing for you. You're playing for me. It's a song we wrote together. It's a... No one really dies in this song, but... It's what happens when someone's dead to you. This is called You're Dead to Me. Might as well die.